Finally, a quick recap on Luke 11, 1 to 13. 1. Such petitionary prayer means walking with God. Jesus was not saying his prayers, but rather communing with his Father. It is by the word and prayer that the churches are nourished. The reference to the Holy Spirit in verse 13 is particularly apt, for is it not he who leads us to pray, Abba Father? Prayer, as taught here, is a matter of keeping in step with the Spirit of God. It is walking with him. Secondly, such prayer means working with God, and that's an extraordinary privilege. People often say they want to leave the world a better place than they found it. Well, the best way to do that for a sin-torn world is to pray the Lord's Prayer, Part 1. While praying Part 2 will be the best help for God's believing people throughout the world, our missionaries, our churches, our families, and ourselves. Remember down-to-earth James again. A righteous person's requests are extremely powerful and effective. Let's not be unbelievers in this regard. 3. Such prayers mean watchfulness for God. Many, including myself, are puzzled over passages like the final section in Mark 13. We know Jesus' coming is always imminent, but we cannot live on tenterhooks all the time because of it. I think it was Wesley who asked what he would do if he knew the Lord was returning the very next day. He responded by saying he'd carry on just as planned, living for Christ and serving the gospel, a thoroughly wholesome and right attitude. Yet if it is true, and it is, that all Christian people are left with a measure of oversight on the affairs of the Lord, each with his own task, Mark 13, 34, vigilant is every believer's responsibility. Being on our toes, guarding the gospel and the weaker brother, reading the signs of the times and recognizing the devices of the enemy, these all require watchfulness. The ship and its company are kept safe by the watchkeeper on the bridge and the man on the lookout. My experience is that those who have the keenest perception of what is going on and what to do about it are those who pray. Paul's prayers for his churches are remarkable for their vigilance. By his request to the Father, he shows that he knows just what is needed. He, for one, walked with God, worked with God, and watched over the Lord's flock. And all because he was an intercessor.